7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The House Oversight hearing to consider holding Hunter Biden in contempt for refusing a closed-door deposition erupting when Hunter Biden actually showed up and sat in the audience. This is Republican Nancy Mace.
Hunter Biden, you were too afraid to show up for a deposition, and you still can't today.
Biden left shortly afterward. For the first time since 1876, a member of a presidential cabinet is facing an impeachment hearing. Republican Mark Green on the House Homeland Security Committee saying that the failures of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to secure the border
have left us with no reasonable alternative than to pursue the possibility of impeachment.
However, Democrat Benny Thompson says it's all politics.
Republicans want to throw political red meat to their base and keep that campaign cash coming.
About 500,000 power outages still being worked on across the country after a big winter storm. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers says increasing shared state revenue with local governments was his proudest accomplishment from last year. For example, he says smaller communities can now offer more responsive emergency services.
If the crew's out on an issue, that's it. If somebody needed help after that, they're screwed.
Evers speaking with Pat Kreitlow on Up North News on Civic Media. Southwest Wisconsin appears to have the most snow after the big storm that shut much of southern Wisconsin down yesterday. The National Weather Service says as of a few hours ago, Benton and Lafayette County had 10 inches of snow, Verona and Red Granite had 8 inches, Plymouth and Waupaca had 7. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For news from the Center WRCE, I'm Jimmy Kuska. The first winter storm this week dumped several inches of snow across all of southern Wisconsin, with some locations getting nearly a foot of snow. Richland County was near the center of the heaviest snow, with some local reports close to double digits worth of snowfall. The lingering effects of the snow prompted a handful of delays this morning for schools. Overnight tonight, another 1 or 2 inches of snow will fall across the state, and later this week, another winter storm system is projected to bring several more inches of snow to Wisconsin. Senator Tammy Baldwin and Representative Derek Van Orden are leading the effort to rename the Tacoma VA Hospital in honor of a Wisconsin veteran. The hospital would be named for Jason Simkowski, a Marine who died after dealing with addiction to opioids prescribed by the Tacoma VA. Jason's law was passed after his death to change opioid prescription guidelines and pain management services for veterans. Co-sponsors of the legislation introduced yesterday to rename the hospital the Jason Simkowski VA Medical Center include every senator and representative from Wisconsin. For WRCE, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Wisconsin travels to Ohio State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In men's basketball, the number 15th ranked Badgers take on the Buckeyes tonight in Columbus. Number 11th ranked Marquette is at home tonight. They're going to host the Butler Bulldogs. NFL, the Packers at practice preparing for Dallas. Jordan Love with 2 touchdowns against Chicago threw a rocket to receiver Dontavian Wicks right in the belly at the goal line. I asked him, did he know that Love had a fastball?
Yeah, he got it. I guess he seen it open fast. All I just seen was his arm, and the ball was on me, so, you know, he put it there. Had my stomach hurting a little bit, you know, but, you know, he made it play, you know, and that's our job to make plays for him.
And for the second year in a row, Mike McCarthy will face his old team. The Cowboys head coach said this time, no more questions about his days in Green Bay.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, the drama of it, I'm sure you guys will love. I will not participate this year. It's playoff time. It doesn't matter who we play, to be honest with you.
That's Dallas Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. Cloudy and calm today, with temperatures in the low 30s slowly dropping to the upper 20s. By this evening, more light snow pushes in, bringing around an inch by tomorrow morning, and the next snowstorm striking Friday, with heavy accumulations expected once again. Right now, it's 29 degrees.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Ithaca's choice for news, talk, and sports. News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Fancy Brian Kelly, Calvin Butenhoff is on the board, coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. Very excited to be joined by our special guests. Cassie Cherney is here from the Center for Animal Rehab, and she is joined by Magoo, the umbrella cockatoo. And if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, you can check out Cassie and Magoo right now. He's sitting on her shoulder. Cassie, I'm so excited to have you here. Thank you so much for coming in and for bringing Magoo along.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
Well, tell me, first of all, about the Center for Animal Rehab. What's the history? When did this start? You're right around the corner from us in downtown Waukesha. I had no idea you were even there until our Johnny Watermelon found you. And he's like, Jane, you have to go in there. It is the coolest place you have ever seen. And he's right.
Absolutely. Our founder, Lori, started this about 30 years ago because there's not really any good place, any good resources for bird care. So we're there to educate, to help take in animals that don't have a home or need someone to love and take care of them. So we're there for education as well, not just to rehome.
And very specifically for birds, right? You're very specifically handling larger birds, parrots and cockatoos, mm-hmm. and things like that.
We're doing anything from small finches to the big, large macaws. We also do small animals. We have guinea pigs. We had a hedgehog that we just adopted out.
Oh, really?
Gerbils. We've done reptiles. We had two leopard geckos last year. We had a bearded dragon as well. And we also do senior dogs. So that is part of our seniors rock. So we have some really cute senior dogs right now.
Is Magoo chewing on your hair? No.
Oh, the evil laugh means yes.
Oh,
the evil laugh means yes.
How many birds do you have right now? Because when I went through the other day, there seemed like you had like 30 of them.
We have 95.
95?
95, with 39 of them being budgies.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So not all of them are adoptable because of various possibly what health conditions and things like that. But you do try to rehome some of them. Mm-hmm. And I think, too, with so many things with pets in particular, I believe people really start out with the right intentions. Unfortunately, they don't always appreciate everything that is going to come with this particular pet. Mm-hmm. And with birds in particular, especially parrots and cockatoos, they live a really long time.
Absolutely. We're seeing a lot right now of our birds that are outliving their owners. So we have quite a few birds that are in their 40s or even 50s right now. Magoo was born in 1997, so he's in his mid-20s. We threw him a birthday party in the summer. But
he's
a lot
laughing.
Of people will see these animals so nice and cute. They see them on the internet right now talking so cute, being so friendly, but they don't realize how much hard work they are. We have a retirement row of Amazons right now because they're all older men.
bunch of older guys. Just a bunch of older guys hanging out. The other thing, too, I think that people need to appreciate, if you ever consider adopting a bird of this size, they need a big cage.
Big cage,
mm-hmm. right? These are 5 foot high.
Yep.
5 foot high by 3 feet wide, at least.
We have a couple that are over 6 feet tall right now. We want those bird wings to be able to spread out. We've got a couple birds right now that were in too small of a cage for years and years and years. We have Bubba, whose shoulders and elbows are frozen. She's a resident of ours. She's a blue and gold macaw. So she's on pain meds every day. And then we have one of my new little girls who is opening up, and I'm so happy for her. Her name is Gianna. I call her Gigi for short. She came in with 30% mobility in her wings.
Oh.
So it's something, she's just blossoming right now. We're getting her wings to stretch out, and oh, it's such a pleasure to see her just open up, get healthier, get better, and everything like that.
If you have any questions for Cassie Cherney, please text them, or you can call at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. And if you want to get a good look at Maku, you can jump on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. We have them live in studio with us. What is it with the, why are these birds in particular able to talk? What is it about birds that gives them this ability as opposed to, I don't know, a rabbit?
I feel like it's their intelligence level. They are incredibly smart. Magoo just wants to tear everything, though. we've got an African gray that's a resident named Toby, and we have a big whiteboard above his cage of all everything that we think he can say. And we're in the 90s right now that we...
90 words, 90 phrases.
90 plus. And
wow.
He just keeps on plugging them along.
Now, are these like, are these phrases that are, do the birds know what they're saying, or is it just a repetition? I guess that's my, is it an application of a word, or is it just, I like saying hello, Magoo?
I think it's a little bit of each. We've got Pierre that's 43 years old. He has one word, and it's hi, 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 and hi. We've got other birds like Toby, where I swear he was a comedian in a past life. He is so smart, and that timing is just so spot on. They truly know certain things. So,
yeah, I can. I've only been with Magoo for a couple minutes here, and he's definitely got a clear personality for sure. And it, you were talking beforehand about choosing Magoo amongst all the other birds, and you said there was a factor where you had to make sure there wasn't one that would swear, and that it seems like there's more than one you have an issue with. That
there's a few. We try and keep it to the minimum, and we always try and express those positive tones, those positive words, and that can really change it. Granted, sometimes those words never come out of their brains, but you know, we can see a difference when we're more positive towards the birds, and that encouraging, good boy, good girl,
sure.
Good job kind of
thing. It's the same kind of positive reinforcement you do with any pets.
Absolutely.
Essentially. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Cindy from Appleton is on the line. Good morning, Cindy. Thanks for joining the show. What do you want to say?
It disturbs me, the ignorance of humanity, and I thank you for what you're doing for these poor animals who end up in these terrible circumstances. And I just think, you know, people are not smart enough to understand what they're getting into. Plus, the thing is, I always have an issue when I adopt a pet, is what am I going to do with it when I have to go away for something, or I'm going to go on vacation for a week or two? Because a lot of pets, you can't just take to a daycare center or find someone to come in and take care of them. So that's also something people really need to consider when they take on an unusual pet like these.
Absolutely, Cindy. Thank you so much for calling. You're absolutely right. And, I mean, you need to do that with any pets, a cat, a dog, anything that you might have.
I love dogs. I love dogs. I've always had one, but I haven't been in a situation in my life where I've been able to have one. And it's the second I did, I got one. But because I love dogs, I wasn't going to do that because I knew I wasn't going to be there every day to go and walk that dog.
Right. You have to think of what's in the best interest of the animal. You really do.
Mm-hmm.
You really do.
And part of the service we provide at CARE is boarding for birds. If you are taking a trip, we can be that place to take them in, watch them. We have volunteers that go in every single day. They get fresh food and water every single day.
Someone to interact with them?
Absolutely. So that's one service that we do provide.
Cassie Cherney is here from the Center for Animal Rehab, which is right around the corner from us here in downtown Waukesha. And she brought in Magoo, the umbrella cockatoo, talking about all the things that they do there and the rescue services that they offer. And like we said when we began, Cassie, I really do believe that most people start out with the right intentions. But especially with an animal like this and something that can live 50, 60, 70 years, that's a whole nother responsibility that you're taking on. That's a whole, whole different thing. Brian's now, no, Magoo is not
that's
into
cool,
you.
Magoo.
Magoo is not into you, Brian Kelly.
He climbed on my arm. He's like, yeah, that's not the same. I'm not used to that. I don't necessarily like that.
I'm curious, Cassie, where did your interest in birds start and how did you come to this?
We got our first family bird when I was 6 years old, and it was a cockatiel, and then it grew to a budgie, and then my mother's former boss had a severe macaw that they were looking to get rid of, and he wasn't taking care of the best way, so that kind of rolled into, hey, you're the bird people now. So we took in another African gray that was a family friend's, and they couldn't take care of it. My former umbrella cockatoo, a guy bought her off of Craigslist, had her for a week and realized he couldn't take care of her. And so a guy came knocking on our door saying, hey, do you want a free cockatoo?
Oh, wow.
And that kind of really opened up. And that's how I started volunteering with CARE. I was looking to board her, at kind of last minute, and Lori, our president, kind of opened those doors and said, we can house her here while you take your trip and everything. So it kind of really opened up, and I have not stopped helping since.
And you, this is all volunteer?
100% volunteer. We have about 40 volunteers right now. We're always looking for more. This job is never done. There is always cleaning to do, always interacting and kind of teaching these birds different things and getting them acclimated to people and handling
right.
and everything.
Like and that. I want to say, when I was in there last week, When you go from cage to cage and they're all in their own individual spaces, they very much want interaction. I mean, the birds will come right over to where you are no matter what they're doing. They look at you with these intense little bird eyes, and you can just hear the wheels clicking in their head. But it's obvious they really are hungry for that kind of interaction and that kind of attention. You can't just put them in a cage and leave them there and wave when you walk past.
Absolutely. They're definitely social birds. They're used to being in a large flock. So they want that interaction, whether it's from other birds or people, or in my house, it's sometimes from the cat. but yeah, they love the interaction. Anything that we can do. Magoo adores head rubs.
Yeah, he just put his head under my hand like my cat or dog does.
Yep.
Pet me.
And that's what he does in his cage. He lures people in that way. He goes, look how pretty and innocent I am.
And then he takes a little snip.
Sometimes.
Yeah, you got to be careful with those beaks, boy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Magoo will still be here. So will Cassie when we return. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the center, WRCE.
As a mom and a teacher, I've done it all. Fundraisers, field trips, school assemblies. It's what we do for our children. Whether you're a public school parent, educator, or both, we share one goal, giving our children the best education. The Wisconsin Education Association Council looks forward this school year to partnering with you. Our children's success depends on it. Join us at weac.org. Welcome back to school.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15
with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The Foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
You're listening to the...
Welcome, welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Fancy Brian Kelly, Calvin Butenhoff is on the board coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Two very special guests in studio with us. That's Magoo, the Umbrella Cockatoo, and Cassie Cherney is here from the Center for Animal Rehab, which is located right here in beautiful downtown Waukesha. It's an animal rescue facility, especially for birds and larger birds. And we're just learning about all the things that they do. If you have a question or a text, 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC. Good morning, Mark. Thanks so much for joining us. What do you want to say?
Good morning. Yeah, it makes me wonder that, given that our birds are just, the surviving... members of the dinosaurs, that I wonder if some of the dinosaurs in the past had, vocalizations that complex speech patterns like our modern birds do. I mean, because, that most birds have some kind of language. I mean, even your little average songbirds, I mean, they apparently have a wide range of vocalizations that are, sort of meaningless to us, but have, deep meaning for them. And parrots, of course, have, a wide range of vocalizations, and they more or less adapt, say things that are pleasing to us. And they're just, socializing with us, I guess, trying to communicate with us by mimicking what we say to them.
Yeah, it's astonishing, Mark, and it's really astonishing when I was in the other day, and many of your birds will talk and have many different phrases, and they just are looking for this interaction, this attention, this affection, and it's wonderful to see. Tell me, you said, Cassie, that obviously no organization like this can run without volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone is listening, I met a woman when I was in, who drives all the way from Cedarburg.
Wow.
Because she loves it so much. Absolutely. She loves it so much.
Mm-hmm.
And so how can people get involved? What are the different things that they can do at the Center for Animal Rehab?
Yeah, absolutely. We have our website, centerforanimalrehab.org. We have volunteer applications on there. We will accept just about anything. We always, always, always need help. But with that, we are also nonprofit. So no one within our facility gets paid. We get no money from anyone but donors. We do make toys to sell. We have some used cages for sale. We do grooming once a month where we do bird nail trims and beak trims and wing trims.
Beak trimming is a thing?
It's terrifying.
Oh, my God.
I can imagine. We do it.
Wow.
Yes. Not all birds need it. Some birds, their beaks may grow differently, or maybe they had an injury where they might need a little. Magoo sometimes has a little bit on his bottom beak. If you see his top beak kind of goes down at a slight angle, so the little spike on the bottom side. But if we give them plenty of wood, hard nuts to chew on, they can usually take care of it themselves.
That was the other thing that really impressed me when I stopped in last week was how much they love toys.
Absolutely.
There was one big parrot who had this multi-layered cardboard swingy thing, and it was obvious he loved this thing and was having so much fun with it. So they really do enjoy play.
Oh, Magoo loves it, and he finds different ways to play with the pieces that he's chewed off as well. Lori does a fantastic job of keeping him nice and busy in his cage, but some of his toys don't even last a 24 hours in his cage before it's destroyed.
It's like having a puppy.
Oh, absolutely.
Essentially. The other thing that folks should keep in mind, if you're ever considering getting a larger bird like this, I would highly suggest you go to the Center for Animal Rehab so you get a better understanding of just how loud they can be.
Very, very, very loud. And that's one reason why we get so many birds surrendered, is people living in apartments or condos or neighbors or roommates that cannot tolerate that sound, or even the children. So not all birds are extremely loud. Magoo has one of the loudest calls in our facility. He can get very loud, but then 2 seconds later, he does his sweet little innocent voice again. Very extremely loud. And you can tell when they're all upset because they will all be running. I've noticed that our macaws do not like joggers past our windows. If you're walking, it's fine. Skateboarding, bicycling.
Anything. That's all good.
But if you're running, they don't like it.
And they let you know.
We all know when someone's running. I think it's a cross-country group that kind of goes past our building, and we all know when they're coming.
Cassie Cherney and Magoo, the umbrella cockatoo, are with us in the studio from the Center for Animal Rehab here in downtown Waukesha. I'm so grateful to have met you. I'm so grateful to have learned about you. Again, give us your website if people want to find out more and wipe down cages. And really, if you're thinking about getting a bird like this, volunteer here first.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I got a question here. You were lighting up when you were talking about Gigi when she had a smaller cage and now is opening up and kind of broke. What have these birds done for you?
They've given me a little bit of purpose in life, to take care of something, to get them to a place where they can make someone else happy as well. One of my favorite birds right now is a guy who looks pretty similar to Magoo. He's another umbrella cockatoo. His name is Junior. He was my first pickup from a surrender. I want to say maybe 2-3 years ago. And he was in a very, very small cage. It was wrapped in a towel or a big blanket. It had a lock on there that they almost couldn't find the key for.
Oh.
He had one perch and a bowl of sunflower seeds at the bottom. And when I brought him back to our facility, he was so scared. He was not eating for a few days. He kind of stayed in one spot. He wasn't playing with toys. Opening it up now, he is such a happy guy. He plays with all sorts of toys. We get him out, and he will go to anyone. So we are just trying to find his forever home. We've got someone who's a little interested in him, so I'm not saying he's 100% available. He is just such a happy boy, and I am so proud of how far he's come.
Well, thank you for all the work you guys do at the Center for Animal Rehab. What a wonderful service you provide. And again, your website is
centerforanimalrehab.org. We are also on Facebook and Instagram. that wasn't a joke. I don't want to say my spare time because I barely have spare time, but I take a lot of pictures of the birds. So we're trying to get that out on our social medias so people can see how beautiful these birds are.
They truly are.
Where that mic is.
And he knows it's all about him. Thank you so very much for coming in. Really appreciate it. Cassie Cherney, Magoo, the umbrella cockatoo, joining us from the Center for Animal Rehab. The news is on the way next when we return. Tough act to follow when you're following an umbrella cockatoo. J.R. Radcliffe from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel will be joining us to talk things sports. This is Matt Nair on air across the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Richland County's choice for news, talk, and sports.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is getting $750,000 so people with opioid addictions have somewhere safe to live. The Recovery Voucher Program was started in 2022. The program gets its money from two large opioid settlement funds and will go to seven partnerships around the state. States can apply for grants to build safe wildlife crossings. That would be helpful in Wisconsin, which is one of the leading states for vehicle crashes with animals. In the meantime, experts are urging drivers to be more careful.
If you're in an area where you know there's a lot of wildlife, the best thing and the most immediate step you can take to prevent wildlife vehicle collisions is to slow down.
Jeremy Romero is with the National Wildlife Federation. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For news from the Center WRCE, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Senator Tammy Baldwin and Representative Derek Van Orden are leading the effort to rename the Tomah VA Hospital in honor of a Wisconsin veteran. The hospital would be named for Jason Simkowski, a Marine who died after dealing with addiction to opioids prescribed by the Tomah VA. Jason's law was passed after his death to change opioid prescription guidelines and pain management services for veterans. Co-sponsors of the legislation introduced yesterday to rename the hospital, the Jason Simkowski VA Medical Center, include every senator and representative from Wisconsin. The first winter storm this week dumped several inches of snow across all of southern Wisconsin, with some locations getting nearly a foot of snow. Richland County was near the center of the heaviest snow, with some local reports close to double digits worth of snowfall. The lingering effects of the snow prompted a handful of delays this morning for schools. Overnight tonight, another 1 or 2 inches of snow will fall across the state, and later this week, another winter storm system is projected to bring several more inches of snow to Wisconsin. For WRCE, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Wisconsin travels to Ohio State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In men's basketball, the number 15th ranked Badgers take on the Buckeyes tonight in Columbus. Number 11th ranked Marquette is at home tonight. They're going to host the Butler Bulldogs. NFL, the Packers at practice preparing for Dallas. Jordan Love with two touchdowns against Chicago threw a rocket to receiver Dontavian Wicks right in the belly at the goal line. I asked him, did he know that Love had a fastball?
Yeah, he got it. I guess he seen it open fast. All I just seen was his arm. And the ball was on me, so, you know, he put it there. Had my stomach hurting a little bit, you know. But, you know, he made a play, you know, and that's our job to make plays for him.
And for the second year in a row, Mike McCarthy will face his old team. The Cowboys head coach said this time, no more questions about his days in Green Bay.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, the drama of it, I'm sure you guys will love. I will not participate this year. It's playoff time. It doesn't matter who we play, to be honest with you.
That's Dallas Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. Cloudy and calm today, with temperatures in the low 30s, slowly dropping to the upper 20s. By this evening, more light snow pushes in, bringing around an inch by tomorrow morning. And the next snowstorm, striking Friday, with heavy accumulations expected once again. Right now, it's 29 degrees.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
From Hillsboro to Highland, your choice for news, talk, and sports is News from the Center. WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
How many
times must we take this disgrace? Another Bears fan throwing insults.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Ryan Kelly, Calvin Butenoff on the board, coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. Before we welcome our next guest, I want to give a shout out to Andrew from Maine, texted in, Magoo for Assembly Speaker 2024.
100%.
I think that'd be an interesting runoff. Flyoff.
Yeah.
Be an interesting flyoff, if nothing else.
I'll tell you this, Magoo has a bigger personality and has a bigger person, a stronger character, I would say, than our current speaker.
It would be an interesting contest.
Yes.
We'll just leave it at that. All right, joining us, as he does every other week, to talk all things sports, Journal Sentinel sports reporter J.R. Radcliffe is here. I'm sorry to make you follow an animal, J.R. That's what's the old adage in showbiz, never work with animals and children.
Yeah, did I hear that one of the animals' name is Junior or J.R.? Is that what I heard?
Yes.
There is. I think they have a bird named J.R. Yes.
Perfect. Yeah. I love it. I love the animals. I'm happy. I'm happy to be on the same show with the animals.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to talk big game on Sunday. I personally never thought that we were going to make it here. Seriously, at the beginning of the season, even the middle of the season. So Sunday, it's going to be Packers and Dallas. How are you feeling about this matchup? Because Dallas is pretty impressive at home.
Yeah, Dallas is undefeated at home and has won 16 in a row, actually, going back through last season. So they've had a lot of success. They're a very good team. They wouldn't be the two seed in the NFC if they weren't really, really good. So it's going to be very difficult. I mean, the Packers will not be favored. They shouldn't be favored. They're a young upstart team that managed to get hot here at the end of the year and cobble together the wins they needed. It's very exciting and it's fun for fans, I'm sure, who are the feeling of playing with house money, I think, is pretty pervasive at this point, that, you know, just getting here is a surprise. So it's great news. It's just great to have that opportunity to face Mike McCarthy. And you know what? Maybe they get hot and win, you know, hot through the playoffs and win here too. That's entirely plausible. The Cowboys have one of the best defensive players in football in Micah Parsons. He's one of the better offensive. Yeah, he could be the defensive player of the year. And then their offensive tandem of Dak Prescott, who led the league in touchdown passes, and CeeDee Lamb, who's one of the best receivers in football. You know, they have the best scoring offense in football and a top five defense. Like, no big deal, right? You just got to go into their place and find a way. It's going to be a very difficult matchup. I won't say they're invulnerable, the Cowboys. They haven't played great lately. They've been, I think, a little bit, you know, not as good as they were earlier in the season. After CeeDee Lamb, I don't think they have a ton of threats, at least, you know, not that level, certainly. But yeah, it's going to be an uphill battle, and it should be fun. With no expectations, it should be fun.
Well, I just hope it's not a blowout, you know, that we at least play respectably, right, and get some points up on the board and do us somewhat proud. I have a lot of faith in Jordan Love, though. I mean, he has performed, I think. Don't you think he's performed far better than people's expectations?
I really hope you don't archive the tapes of what I said about Jordan Love, but like halfway through the year. If we could just erase those appearances, I wouldn't mind.
They've been lost. Yes.
Lost. What a shame. Lost to history.
Yeah.
I definitely said midway through the season that he was not, in my mind, I didn't see him as the future because he wasn't an accurate quarterback. And after 3 years of sort of understudy work and even going back to what he did in college, he just didn't have, I thought, the accuracy to be a truly good NFL quarterback. And I thought that they would be playing for draft position, would not make the playoffs, and they would think about whether or not they wanted to move on here at the end of the year. Well, obviously, that's not what I think now. I was an idiot. I was a complete moron. I should have never said it out loud because he has gotten better. You know, the guys he's throwing to have all gotten better. I think, you know, if Aaron Rodgers were still here, not only is he probably not the more gifted quarterback at this point in his career versus Jordan Love, but you know, he has this reputation, Aaron Rodgers does, of making it so difficult for younger players to really come into their own. He gets so dispirited with them making mistakes and not being on his plane in terms of where to run, routes to run, and things like that. And Jordan Love just is just more laid back. And so these guys have all developed around each other. You know, this group of first and second year players have all developed together, and now they're really clicking at the end of the season. It's gone really well. And I mean, Jordan Love just got named Offensive Player of the Week for the second time in a row. That has never happened
Wow.
to a Packers quarterback.
Really?
So, never Rodgers, never Favre.
Wow.
It's a hard thing to do. It's kind of rare for anybody to do it, but that's just where he's obviously playing his best football. Everybody seems to be clicking right now. They're, I think, relatively healthy going into this game, especially if they get a couple, if Christian Watson can play. I think they're in about the best shape they can be for this game. It's a really nice spot.
Yeah. There's something to be said for, pulling on the same rope. I mean, it felt like Aaron Rodgers is trying to do one thing and everybody else is trying to do another. And it feels like, it may be working better because of, frankly, coaching. I mean, Matt LaFleur, I'm not necessarily a Packers fan myself, but watching Matt LaFleur, I see him as a guy who doesn't say, this is what I want to do. He says, this is what I can do, and this is how I can win with what I have, which to me makes a better coach. And can you speak to at least like how these players are responding to the coaching staff?
There was definitely a sense that when Rodgers was gone, that would remove an element of, butting heads. Matt LaFleur could now implement his system with a completely willing quarterback to buy into just exactly how the progressions work and, not be so preoccupied with things like avoiding interceptions or only throwing to guys that you trust, just really working within the confines of the system. That was definitely supposed to be a benefit. Early on, it just didn't look like he was going to be good enough to execute that. And obviously that's incorrect. He is good enough to execute it. And, threw for more than 4,000 yards. And that's exactly right. What I said before, just the idea that all these guys can grow together into it. I mean, what better way to build chemistry than have, 10 guys on offense that are all at the same stage of their career, first and second year players or guys who, or Jordan Love, who's essentially a first year player, not exactly, but kind of. So they're developing something. I mean, you don't see receivers as confident when they're rookies as you've seen Jaden Reed and Dontavian Wicks play this year, or Tucker Kraft for that matter, as a tight end. They got Luke Musgrave back, but so they're full strength at tight end, but Tucker Kraft has really come into his own. I mean, their draft class in 2023 looks like it could be just an absolute grand slam draft class. And everybody's on the same page. It's different. It's totally different vibe from when Aaron Rodgers was here, all the way around. You got to think that extends into the locker room as well. So yes, this is kind of the perfect scenario for Matt LaFleur, and they're going to be better next year. I mean, they're only going to get better from here.
J.R. Radcliffe is our guest. He is a sports reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. 844-967-2789. If you want to call or text, Stephen from Green Bay is on the line. Good morning, Stephen. What do you want to say?
Good morning, guys. So, JR, you're probably going to think I'm absolutely nuts with what I'm about to say, but just stick with me because I'm going to explain why I think this way. I think that not only are the Packers going to win, but I'm favoring them by about 7.5 to win against the Dallas Cowboys. And here's why. The Dallas Cowboys seem to have this wonderful thing where they fumble the ball metaphorically when it's in big spots, and I'm looking for them to do the same thing here. It's another big spot. It's a win or done situation. And I'm thinking they're going to crumble. What say you?
Well, I mean, if you look at history, if you buy into history, the Packers have had a ton of success against the Dallas Cowboys. I think they've won 9 of their last 10 or something like that. They've never lost in that building, including the Super Bowl back in early 2011, 4-0 in that building. And Mike McCarthy is prone to some playoff mistakes. We know this, right? We saw it firsthand. So there is a lot of pressure on Dallas. There were some rumblings. Jerry Jones, the owner of the Cowboys, was asked if Mike McCarthy is definitely going to have this job next year. And he didn't commit to yes, which is stunning to me. The Cowboys were, I think, arguably at times the best team in the NFC this year. And it wasn't a full-on commitment, which means that they probably need to win this game to make everything, to make it feel like a successful season for Dallas. Green Bay does not have to put up with any of that. Green Bay has already achieved what, you could dream of. And so this is all, icing on the cake. They can go in relaxed and know that, okay, if they lose by a touchdown or two touchdowns, that's expected. I think it's fair to think this will be a close game because all playoff games are close games. They're so rarely blowouts, even against the 2 seed versus the 7 seed. It's just really hard to blow somebody out in the playoffs. So if you think the Packers are going to win, it's absolutely on the table. I don't think it's going to happen. I think that, I mean, Dallas, the talent is there's a disparity there.
Yeah.
But would I be shocked if Dallas, lays an egg? Absolutely not. No way.
It's not the NFC Championship game, so the Packers do have a better chance. So that's important.
they have a little struggle there when they get to the end.
Yeah, but they got beaten pretty handily by Arizona, who sucks.
And that was back in week 3. That was a while ago.
Yeah, but they're not invincible. How does this Packers team climb up on this giant beast and take it down slowly?
I if they are able to take away CD Lamb, I think that's a huge benefit to them. This is, you know, then you're actually, you wonder about tight end production, like Jake Ferguson, the University of Wisconsin alumnus who's on this Cowboys team and had a tremendous year. Like, he'd probably figure pretty prominently into this. But if you take away CD Lamb, that's going to help your defense pretty dramatically. The defense has had 2 great weeks in a row, so they're on a high a little bit. They were able to shut down Justin Jefferson, who is unquestionably the Vikings' number one option a couple weeks ago. Now, their quarterback, totally different story. That quarterback is bad. Dak Prescott is very good. So it's just not going to be as easy. But if they can do that, I think that they have a shot the way they've played lately. I think that the defense really, you know, they did play their best football the last 2 weeks. That's the truth. So that would be a big thing. I think offensively they have enough to score points. I think they're going to score some points. I don't think they're going to be completely shut down, even though Dallas's defense is very, very, very good. So that's one of the keys to me, shutting down CeeDee Lamb and then making other aspects of that passing game work. If they're able to get after Dak Prescott and make him uncomfortable, all the better. That's what they were able to do to Justin Fields. And if they can do that to Prescott, then they'll be in okay shape.
Well, I certainly hope the Packers beat the Dallas on Sunday. Absolutely. But for what it's worth, I really like Mike McCarthy, and I just like how he handles things. And I heard some reporters trying to press him about, oh, you're taking on the Packers, and he's so cut and dried, and he's so deadpan. He's like, yeah, I'm not talking about that. I don't care. You know, it's immaterial. It's immaterial. It's, you know, my former team. Let's just move on. I love him for that. I do.
I have a lot of respect for Mike McCarthy as well. And I do think, I mean, he won a Super Bowl. He should be respected in Green Bay. Obviously it wasn't a good place when it ended, but his comments were not, they were not cold. They were icy. He was engaging a little bit, but like, you could tell he's just tired of it. I really just don't want to do this, guys.
He doesn't want the drama, right? He just doesn't want to deal with this manufactured drama.
Yeah, that's exactly right. He doesn't want to deal with drama, and I don't blame him. It's going to come up. It'll be discussed that Mike McCarthy used to coach the Green Bay Packers, that he's had some playoff foibles, I guess. but we'll see.
I think we'll have a really good chance of not seeing that beating of the dead horse of the same thing, because you're going to have Kevin Burkhardt and Greg Olson on. And I think Greg Olson is one of the better analysts out there, and he doesn't lean on things like, hey, McCarthy used to be the Packers coach. Ah. He actually knows what he's talking about and does a really good job of analysis.
Yeah, I like those guys. I agree. I think, I mean, once the game starts, it's not going to be a big thing. They're not going to spend the whole game showing highlights of the NFC Championship games that you referenced, because Mike McCarthy has coached in a lot of those.
Yeah.
No, it'll be about the Packers figuring out a way against one of the best teams, best teams in football.
All right. J.R. Ratcliffe joins us every other week to talk all things sports. He's a sports reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Thank you so very much, J.R. We will talk to you in a couple. Go Pack, go. Stay close.
Sounds
You're
good.
Listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wisconsin, but we don't get upset. Where do you think that they're all headed every chance they get? We don't really hold a grudge, because this is all in fun. As far as football rivalries, we're both number one. Still, we wouldn't mind seeing Ditka run over by a truck, because the Bears still suck. 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 They really, 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 really suck. Yes, the Bears still suck. All the ladies now.
Bears still suck. The Bears still suck. The Bears still suck. The Bears still suck. They really, 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 really suck. Yes, the Bears still suck.
Everybody now. The Bears still suck.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM, 107.7 FM, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Brian Kelly, Calvin Butenoff on the board, all coming to you live from our beautiful studio in downtown Waukesha. Thank you so much for joining us today. It was a busy show.
Yeah. And like I said, when I walked in, I'm like, well, this will last about 2 seconds because it has.
It goes really, really quickly. Fancy Brian making an exception out of his extraordinarily busy schedule.
It depends.
To join me in studio today. Greg Bach is going to be off for a couple of days until next week. And it was so much fun having Cassie and Magoo the bird in here from the Center for Animal Rescue. It was just remarkable. If you didn't hear it or if you know someone who loves pets and birds and things like that, I would highly encourage you to go listen to the podcast, which we will get up after the show is over.
For sure.
And go visit them yourself. And if you're into birds, go see them and go spend some time there. And if you're thinking about getting a parrot or a cockatoo or one of those larger animals.
They can train you to get used to having a bird in your life.
Yes, absolutely. So lots of different snow totals from yesterday, everything from 10 to what, an inch and a half. You're in Oak Creek, Brian. How much did you guys end up with? You got nothing?
I got wet slush that I, when there was a little respite last night, I just went out, shoveled a little bit, didn't even turn on my snowblower.
And yeah.
Then threw down some salt or calcium chloride, actually, and it took care of it. No problem.
So your daughter is in sixth grade?
Yeah.
She's
11.
Did she have school yesterday?
No, they closed it early. They told us the day before, which is so much easier for all the parents. A lot of times schools forget that there are parents that are involved.
And they have to change their schedules.
Yeah. I mean, let's ignore the fact that we're still using a schedule that, you know, is for 100 years ago when everybody went back to farming. Most people, I don't know, what's that song that Dolly Parton has that is really important about that work? 9 to 5. There's a whole song about working 9 to 5, yet not any school in the entire world lets out much later than 3:30. I mean, let's forget about that. But at least Oak Creek Franklin, because their school district is Oak Creek and Franklin, and literally the line of snow stopped right in the middle of that school district.
Oh, interesting.
And if you were out in the morning, it was, you know, a good call because nobody was on the road. It was a lot easier, and it would have been a mess even if it was just a little bit of rain and slush.
Well, things got really bad in the afternoon.
Oh yeah.
Even when about 1 o'clock out here in Waukesha, we were getting those real fat flakes and it was coming down pretty hard. So yeah, you want to let them out before the middle of the day when it's really going to be a nightmare trying to get them home.
Mm-hmm. So the night before we were told, which is great because, you know, and a lot of the school districts already have this stuff built in. They're expecting to lose X amount of days every year. And sometimes like this year, when there has been no snow late, they'll go and burn a snow day the second they have a chance because it's good.
It's factored in.
Yeah, it's factored in.
Well, what jumped out at me, I saw this morning on WISN. There are some schools that made kids go virtually yesterday.
Oh, come on.
Yes. Mount Olive Lutheran School in Milwaukee. Kind of exciting. We haven't had a lot of snow around for a while, but they were going to learn online. The kids are used to it. They know what to do. And I got a couple of emails from parents that said, thank you for letting us know in advance. Obviously, the advance warning is the big thing. But I just can remember being a kid and praying for a snow day.
Yeah.
Just one. where you can stay in your pajamas and watch movies and cartoons and have a cereal festival and eat Captain Crunch until it cuts up the inside of your mouth.
Oh, that's a good time too.
Right?
Yep. I do love that.
You remember that?
No, I feel it right now. I got scars.
But it just seems so mean to rip it away from him.
That's why Bob Ross is so popular. Because whenever you stayed home, you watch Bob Ross. That's when he's on. You know, that's snow days and you know, sick days are how Bob Ross became popular for among kids growing up. That's why this generation loves Bob Ross. Snow days.
So, yes, in some instances, the schools did decide to make the kids learn virtually.
All right. They're a smaller school. Olive Lutheran, I'm assuming, is a smaller school. They have a little bit of an ability to do that. And apparently the kids are used to that. But I would say this. If you're going to go and do that, have a couple days every month where you just stay home. You're already built in. You already have it so that you do virtual school. Great. Have like balance it out. If you're going to make sure that on snow days you stay home, then have a couple days that are built in your stay home days. I mean, that can mess up with the parents.
Well, I was going to say that depends upon the parent schedule. What was it like for you and Amy during the lockdowns when Darby was learning from home?
Almost all of the parents that are... we have a really good group of parents, friends. They're awesome. They're great, supportive, and fair, which is really nice. But most of them have a parent that works from home.
Oh, okay.
Yesterday, I was like, I'm home. So if we need to have anybody over, we can take anybody in. And we went down the list, and everybody works from home already.
Interesting.
So, yeah, it's weird. But yeah, there's a really big, good support with our group of family. So...
And we're going to be doing, your daughter's very involved in basketball.
Yes.
And there's a pretty unique program that's going on in Oak Creek.
Yes, they have a youth program. Now, the civic program is, they have a city program, but this is a paid program, but it's not like an AAU type of thing.
Not where a you real have super to be, exclusive.
We're not trying to get kids scholarships. We're just trying to get them to do a pick and roll in a game. And there's a lot of family, friend support. It's affordable, and it's great because my kid started with no skills whatsoever in third grade and now understands and is into basketball and still loves it.
That's great.
But it's third through eighth grade, and there's a lot of kids involved. And it's, I mean, girls basketball is becoming huge. I mean,
isn't that interesting?
I remember the WNBA when it came out, people were like, what is this?
No one's going to watch that.
It is growing. It's growing. People are investing in it. And women's sports, women's volleyball becoming huge. This is awesome.
Yep. It is really good to see. Well, we will be chasing that down because I want to do a little segment with the head of that basketball program
for you.
And we will do that soon. Right now, though, news is coming up next that is followed by the one and only Todd Allbaugh program, the Todd Father.
It's Allbaugh all the time.
Allbaugh all the time. Fancy Brian Kelly, thank you so very much
for
coming in today. Thank you, Calvin, for running the board. Thank you as well for calling and texting and listening. Much, much appreciated. And I hope you get a chance to find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. Stay here. This is Matt Nair on Air. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
burger stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 7 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is ready for your next game day visit and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz.